Well, of course, it went from hand-tied to baling. I don't remember exactly what year that was, but it was in the 80s, I guess. And it went from hand-tied to baling.
What was that like, that change for people?
It was a good change in a way. I didn't change for a long time. Me and one more guy was the last two fellas that stopped hand-tying tobacco. And I had a friend that was a tobacco buyer, and he always wanted to buy my tobacco. And I'll never forget the last crop I had that was hand-tied. It was so obvious me and one more guy over there had the hand-tied, and the rest of it was baled. So the buyer that I was telling you about came to me, and he said, "If you don't start baling your tobacco, I'm going to stop buying it." I said, "Okay."
So
I had no choice. I went to baling.
And what was it about baling that you didn't want to do it?
It was just the change. I didn't really think I was going to like it. But after I got into it and got to baling, I really loved it. It was easy to handle, a lot easier to handle. And you could bale it. I don't know, bales were weight 60 or to 100 pounds, maybe. I think 100 pounds was the limit that you could put in a bale. But it was great. It was a great change. I really enjoyed it after I got started.
And that changed a lot at the warehouse, how things
were. Oh, yeah, it was easier, much, much easier to unload, you know, and quicker. You could get it off of the wagons or trucks, mostly trucks these days. But you could get it off quick and weigh it and get it on the floor. It moved, you know, real quick.
Instead of making those baskets.
Yeah, right. It was a good change.